Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, on yet another World Cup day. What a major disappointment.
Can you think about this, though? Man, the ups and downs. And this is why I love the World Cup, is the highs are really high, the lows are really low. It ended, you know, the U.S. team tied 1-1. They picked up 1 point, but, I mean, that's a lot more pressure. Now, you win, and it looks really, really good. Now, all of a sudden, with one goal in the 80th minute, and you're like, well, crap, we've got to beat Iran now, and it may be goal differential.
Yes,
so you need to put some goals on them.
Or you need to draw with
England, one or the other. But it changed.
Or just lose by one. If you get blown out by England,
yeah,
it's
no,
probably
you can't
over.
Do that. But you, it changes so drastically. And the U.S. was so dominant in the first half, but I was just thinking, when the last time I've had those emotions about, I've had those emotions about a Rocket game. You know, they've been in conference finals. I've had that emotions about the Astros game this year. The Texans, and I'm not going to turn this into Texans. I'm just saying, you know, I haven't had those types of emotions about a Texans game. Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah,
20-3.
It takes money.
20-3, and then it's like, well, and thinking, hey, this could be okay. We could up 20-3 against the Colts, and oh my goodness, and then they just blew it, and it was just so deflating. A tie just like this, and then since then, nothing. So talking to Glenn, I went out to so Nick's place was packed yesterday. It was awesome. Gave away over 150 beers. Nick ran out of Coors Lights. It was awesome for those of you. We're going to do it again, not for this Friday, but next Tuesday against Iran. So, yeah, a bunch of listeners were there and all taking advantage and all drinking Coors Lights. It was when Cindy goes to me. I'm sitting with Nick's wife, and she goes, man, look at every table. Every table's got Coors Lights on. And I was like, totally, totally sweet. So that was great. We had a great time. So we're going to do it again. I'm not sure where. We'll decide where we're going to go, but we are going to have another big watch party. That's going to be great. And y'all responded. Thank you so much.
They responded. You mean they came and drank your free beer?
Yeah.
They're good like that, yeah. Our listeners.
Yeah.
They will drink free beer.
Met a bunch
Don't
of
worry
listeners.
About it.
This one kid that looked like he was 12, and he was there, and he said, me and my stepdad listen to you every day. And I was like, how old are you?
And he goes, my name's Big Al Delario. I used to hit dingers.
No.
And would you please give me the Coors Light? I'm here for the Coors Light, sir.
His stepdad said, even when if I miss a segment, I go back to the podcast, never miss a segment of you guys.
Yeah.
So they wanted to say hello to you. I said you were playing Frisbee or something. I don't
I was
know
watching
what
a game
doing.
with my daughter. And Snacks is in there, too. And she told me, she's like, I know Mom says baseball is just the most stressful thing for her to watch playoffs. It's the most stressful thing. I think this is more stressful than the playoffs. I said it is stressful.
Well, it was stressful because of how they played in the second half, wasn't it? And so I asked Glenn about this. I was out at Cobos last night. Did the Glenn Davis show with Glenn first couple of segments.
And he'll be on at 8 o'clock with us.
And Cobos was packed too for the game as well. Last night he had some people there watching Glenn Davis, and he had Glenn brought some guests and everything else. But you know why did they become so passive? You know, in the second half, and he was like, he said, I don't think they became. I think it's Wales took it to him more than. And we'll talk to Glenn at 8 o'clock here, and he'll give his.
It happens in soccer. It's so weird how one half in soccer can look so different because the U.S. was so dominant on the ball, and then
he said that was Wales' plan was to. Lay back and counter.
Right. You know, it's funny, though, what killed
them.
They didn't counter much at all. What killed the U.S. is a couple things. DeAndre Yedlin's misplay of the ball on the sideline, which seemed like nothing. He just misplayed the ball.
Kick it out of bounds for no reason.
He stunk in his limited time. And I remember him from because he was so fast on that 14 team, and he was a young pup, and so I was like, oh, my God, DeAndre Yedlin's still on this team. Well, anyway, he comes in. He misplays it. No one's even around him, and he somehow misplays it near the sideline. It's out. Yeah. They get the ball in, and a minute later, they got the ball in the back of the net. Now, it came out of bounds, and they immediately got a quick throw in, and they beat. They just out-hustled the U.S. in that last, like, they grabbed it quick, threw it in quick, and before you knew it, there was a goal.
Well, they had to play with urgency because they were down, obviously.
No, they did, but I thought the U.S., you know what, and on the broadcast, they said that Berhalter was imploring them to come forward and play forward at one point in the second half, which to your point, probably, I don't think the idea was to tuck in and be defensive. I think the players kind of naturally maybe got a little gas because their pace was really high. But I think they maybe got a little gassed. But the other thing was, I just think they naturally just started playing more passive.
Yeah, well, and Zimmerman just made a huge, huge, huge mistake. I mean, what Glenn said, that's Bale. All you do is stand behind him, and he's not going to be able to do anything.
Why are you challenging on a slide tackle?
Oh, my God. And, oh, by the way, we weren't even close to the ball. You got all body. You got all legs. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Not even close.
And so that was just a huge mistake. I mean, just stand behind him, and he's not going to be able to do anything.
I mean, you're in the last what turned out to be 19 minutes of the game or whatever it was. Maybe it was at the 84th minute they scored?
They went 100 minutes. It was 82nd minute.
It's 82nd minute. Yeah. So you're in the last. because they got injury time on top of injury time. But, yeah, you're right. You just you take the most cautious approach when you're inside the box. I mean, just a really, really disappointing finish. And, of course, if the U.S. had scored the equalizer, we'd feel like it was just an unbelievably uplifting game and you walk away on a high note. That's the way that World Cup soccer is. But so now the U.S. has made it tougher on themselves because, to Wales' credit, they played much better in the second half. But now, and Gareth Bale, his strike on that penalty kick was
unbelievable.
It was a cannon. Because the goalkeeper guessed right.
Yeah.
He guessed right.
And laid out. And dude is tall.
And it tore through his hand like he barely touched it. Right. It was unbelievable. Right. I mean, that was a rocket off his left foot. But now you're going to have to either beat England, draw with England, but you have to beat Iran. And you need to beat them. You're going
to
at least have
to
have
close to England.
Yeah, you need to at least you need to stay close, and you need to have at least a 2-goal differential. And you're going to need you're going to need England to beat Wales.
Is it a and take care of that business and now and
no draws. What if England plays real tight?
I hope that there's some.
What if England plays tight to get rid of the U.S.?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I hope that there's some rivalry between the two. I hope that there's some dislike between Wales and England. I hope it's not camaraderie here.
Glad that old witch is dead. I hope they said something about that, about the queen. I hope they got disrespectful about the queen.
Yeah, Wales.
If not, we need to start that on social media. Like,
the Prince
can't
of
believe
Wales,
what Will, Wales
isn't
said.
The Prince of Wales, the waiting, the, and so they had Prince Charles forever because he was the Prince of Wales forever.
Did Wales used to have dragons also? Were they a more powerful kingdom than England days?
I would hope so that they at some point they came through and burned the whole city so that England can pay him back here. But I don't think so.
I wonder if they had to do all that in marrying also for power to maintain the power on the throne.
What about Prima Nocta? There might have been some of that going on.
Yeah.
I hope.
some of it. I saw it on House of Dragon. I mean, it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Where,
and I'm pretty sure that's a historical retelling. Well, I saw
it in Robin Hood, Prima Nocta.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking on Game of Thrones and House of Dragon. That's how it used to be back in the really olden days, like in the 1400s,
right,
I think.
Right.
When there were dragons.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if Wales ever had a dragon. My guess is no, because look where they are now.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're a little.
But maybe, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they used to be stronger. And in England,
wouldn't they be a bigger country if killed they were stronger? A dragon? I mean, I don't even know. Can you even say?
Okay, well, let me ask
Wales
you this.
Wales is and Ireland.
Okay,
is,
let me ask you this: the Targaryens, do they look pretty powerful in House of Dragon? Yeah, where are they? Whenever she's at, she's the Khaleesi when
well,
we meet her.
They lost everything.
They lost everything
because the dragons went away. But then they
could
came
be. That's what I'm saying. It could be Wales too. Yeah, maybe Wales holds England responsible. I'm just hoping there's some beef there. Where England wants to hang a six spot on.
Wasn't John Wallace, wasn't he? Freedom! Was that? Wasn't it?
Was he Welsh? I think he actually was.
Was that it? Because they got beef now. They got beef. And he threw the handkerchief and he freedom. Was that Wales?
Or what's the movie called?
Braveheart.
Was it John Wallace?
William Wallace. John Wallace was the Syracuse forward.
Yeah, and I don't think he had his name.
I don't think he led them. I don't think he was Welsh.
I don't think he was ever.
Maybe it was Scottish. Maybe that was it.
Scottish.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the same as Wales?
It could be the same thing.
It could be. They could be neighbors.
No one knows.
It's kind of like Kingwood. And like if you weren't from here, you say, is Kingwood near the Woodlands? Yeah. Like, no, it's not the same. It's actually not. Is Katy near Pearland? You know, is Scotland near Wales? I think that's a fair question.
Yeah. No. Or the same thing. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know because Kingwood could be Woodlands if you don't live there.
Right. It's Atascocita anyway.
Is Cyprus the same as Clear Lake? Like, no, they're not. But I could see where you get confused. I would think so.
You would take the one road that says 289
to me,
or 290.
And the Woodlands,
what's the difference?
Katy and the Woodlands.
You like 288, 290. It's only two off.
It's two off.
It's two blocks off.
Woodlands and Kingwood are probably, in my mind.
Didn't you do that when you went to College Station once?
No, yeah. We were supposed to be at an event, like at a Buffalo Wild Wings off of 288.
You were on
290? And I was on 290. Not close. That was before Apple Maps or Waze. That was when you just had to print out directions from, I mean, honestly, that's when dial-up internet was going. I couldn't be blamed for not knowing how to get there.
Yeah.
There's no way I could have possibly known.
Wales totally had dragons. You see their flag? They did have dragons on their flag.
Okay, so they used to have. They used to be a house of dragons.
But they don't anymore. Hopefully England poured water on them. So good morning, versions. Let me know when y'all are done talking overseas football. Hashtag buzzkill.
Would you like some Texans talk?
Hey, listen. Yeah. No. Why don't you move to like North Korea? This is America. And we're talking about America trying to win a World Cup.
But okay? Lamont, Lamont, would you like for us to talk Rockets? I know what the answer is. Yeah. Would you like for us to talk Texans? I know what the answer is.
Yeah. What would you like us to talk?
What do you have left? I'm not going to talk Shalimar with you. I'd be fine doing it, but I don't think anyone else wants to hear old school R&B discussions.
Virgin.
Grown folks stuff.
Virgin. I love when he calls us virgins. 712 ESPN.
It's strangely funny.
712 ESPN. 90s. I think we broke down the Wales game. And I think.
Yeah, that's some good stuff there by us.
William Wallace, okay, is from Scotland. Same. It's like the same thing.
John Wallace.
From Wales.
Or Syracuse.
Right. To original. Good stuff.
713-780-3710. He was discount Derek Coleman.
He was. But he put the team on his back, though.
Yeah, he did.
He really did. At the top of the hour, we got Glenn Davis going to join us. And then bottom of the hour, in an hour and 18 minutes, we got Josh Pate's not today. No, he's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Jim
Nagy is going to join us at 8:15. He's director of Senior Bowl and a longtime NFL scout who is going to talk about the quarterbacks in this draft. And he is going, because he watches them all, and he is going to talk about rebuilding the Texans from a guy who's worked in the league under John Schneider, who's had some success over in Seattle. We're going to talk to him about that. And then tomorrow, Greg Cosell is going to visit us with us tomorrow instead because he's not going to be here Friday.
Yeah, right. Dana's going to join us tomorrow as well at 8 o'clock. He invited Clayton Tune to the Senior Bowl, huh?
That's I'll let him say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. Well, although it's probably already out there.
Yeah, I know that from.
Yeah, I think it's already out there, yeah. And I think Clayton. I don't know if Clayton's accepted, but why would you not?
No, right. Well, no, he absolutely should. 713 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713.
Yeah, he. Well, we'll see. I'll let Jim talk about that because Clayton Tune accepted an invitation to the Shrine Bowl, East West. However, with the knee injury to Hendon Hooker, I think that opens the door for Clayton. So we'll ask Jim about it.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about a little tequila right
let's
now.
Talk Maestro Nobel. Tequila, there are different tequilas for different – for me, there's different tequilas for different cocktails. But one of the things that I've – I had a sipping tequila for the first time back in 2008 or 9 when I was in Pittsburgh visiting my dad. A neighbor across the street had a really nice tequila, and I was like, wow, this is just so smooth. I didn't know tequila could taste like this. Fast forward to when I found Maestro Nobel, and – I'll tell you what, the same thing that I was saying, it was amazing. We were celebrating. I brought a really, really nice bottle of Maestro Nobel over, and we were doing shots after the Astros won a World Series. And it was amazing to watch my neighbors, like, they were nervous about doing shots of tequila until they had their first Maestro Nobel, and they were like, oh my gosh, there's no burn. This is so smooth. And I'm like, yeah, we're supposed to be sipping this because it's a really nice, really fine tequila, but, you know. We also just won a championship. So we're going to do it however we want to do it. And that's how Maestro Nobel is. There's different types of tequilas, the Reposado, the Añejo, the Silver. The Silver, right, is a really terrific tequila. It's used for a lot of times. You can sip that as well, but a lot of times it's going to be used for your margaritas. And there's so many different types of tequilas that I definitely recommend getting a couple of different. You can go online to maestronobel.com and check them out for yourself and read up on the different tequilas. But get a couple different bottles and mix and match and experiment and sip and use them in different cocktails and margaritas. Find the right one for you. But you're going to love it. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you will find Maestro Nobel.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, Virgin, you wanted it? All right, Lamont, you wanted it. Here you got it, okay? A little Texans football. There was a little controversy going on after the game. I mean, the Texans just... I don't know that you could play any worse than they played in the first, what was it, like 236 to 5 yards? I mean, that was the, it was just stupid. It was just awful. It was the worst, just the worst. And didn't get much better in the second half, although they did have more than 5 yards in the second half. Not much, but they did have more. I mean, just a pitiful performance. And it's not all on Davis Mills. It's just not. But you keep on doing, what's the definition of insanity? You keep on doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome. I mean, that's, and that's what they've been doing. They've just been doing the same thing over and over. And Brian T. and Lovey had themselves a little back and forth, which caught national attention on ESPN. So we'll hear from Stephen A. about it. Here are the two of them after the game. And by the way, there was a, and something might have happened because of it yesterday. So here's Brian T. Smith and Lovey about what went on Sunday afternoon.
Lovey, you mentioned the fans deserve better. I mean, I look out of the stands. They're mostly empty. You guys were booed multiple times. This has been happening all year.
Let me stop you. It hadn't been happening all year. You can say, well, I'm talking about the fans booing us, all right?
You guys have been booed.
Yeah, we've been booed, yes. And every time something is bad, fans are going to boo, and they have a right to do that. What is your question?
I was going to ask my question.
What is
how does this get better? How do you improve this?
By putting a better product on the football field.
Why didn't that happen today?
Because I didn't think I should do it today.
Why were you guys not better today?
I'm not going to tell you that, right? I mean, what do you expect me to say right now? We just got beat. Now, if there was something that we should have done right away, we would have done that right away. Where we are with our football team, we're searching for answers of what we're doing. And we'll keep working on different combinations.
Right, we come in, and every week you're kind of telling us the same thing. You haven't made any changes. Why are you doing the same thing and you get the same result?
Because sometimes change for what? Just change to change? I think leave that up to us. All right. Right now, we don't think we're in that position. All right.
So,
you have any problem with that discussion?
I don't have. One problem with Brian T. Smith.
Okay. I don't either. What you saw there, this is really interesting. What you saw is a breakdown in the facade of coach giving coach speak. Lovey, it crumbled down, and Lovey basically, I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. I'm not. Lovey was basically broke down any kind of coach speak and started saying, you know, well, we just need to better put a better product out there. He started with that, and then he became, I'm not going to tell you. This is it. And he became defensive. And what you end up finding out is that what Lovey's doing, and this is not just Lovey, this is most coaches, they don't really have a great deal of respect for people who criticize them. And I'm not saying coaches are necessarily right on this, but they don't have a great deal with fans and media who are critical of them. They think, you don't know the sport, you don't know what's going on.
That's also not,
I don't think that's the right tact.
It's also
either.
Not true. Secondly,
but you could hear it in Lovey's voice, though.
No,
what I'm saying,
you could hear the frustration, and part of the frustration is, I think, is that the Davis Mills experiment, he can't get away from it, and I mean, that's probably an edict from on high that Davis Mills is going to continue. And when he said, "Why didn't you make any changes today?" Because
I didn't want to. I didn't feel like
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
That was a weird answer.
Just make change to make change. Yes, 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 you should make change to make change because you're showing your football team that you're actually trying to do something as opposed to
or you hold people
just
accountable.
An experiment for next year or the year after or the year after. Let's face it. He just admitted in that little tete-a-tete that they are just biding their time trying to figure out for the future. It's not about today. Mm-mm. And while he didn't admit that they're tanking and they're trying to lose, he did admit that they're not trying to win, that they're trying to find out who can play, if Davis Mills can play. That's what he's trying to find out. And I think the frustration with Brian T and all of us is we've already found that out. We already know this. At best, Davis Mills is a backup in this league and maybe a low-end starter if you have to have him over any kind of a period. Davis Mills he's only in his second year, I get it, and he may come around, but he's not there now. If you were, look at the New York Jets. Just last week, they beat the Bills. This week, everybody wants Zach Wilson off the field.
Well, part of that is because of how he handled the postgame.
Well, not only that. Not only just the postgame.
Half of it was because of how bad he was, and frankly, he's been bad
not
for a lot of
not only how he handled the postgame,
but
how,
that's what's going to get him promoted.
How entitled he is.
Yeah.
And what.
Well, it's his personality. He doesn't have leadership traits.
He doesn't have any leadership.
He's Mormon Manziel.
That's right. So, but look at the difference. I mean, and Robert Saleh won't commit to him as the starting quarterback. But there's the difference is they are trying to win. The Texans are not. They're not trying to win.
And I think they're trying to win. What do you think they can win with?
Under their terms, they're trying to win. Sure, they're not.
But every team does that. Every team tries to win under their terms.
If you got to make a change of quarterback, you make a change of quarterback.
Well, so I'm not in favor of making change to make change. I don't believe in that. But at some point, when you have one win in 10 games or whatever it is, it's now irrelevant. If you make a change. Like, what's the worst that can happen? You keep losing. Like I don't know. If Davis Mills is clearly a better option than Kyle Allen because you see him in practice solid, that's fine. And I understand they want to make sure on this young quarterback, and Nick Caserio probably has some input on that. And that I don't have a problem with them continuing to play Davis Mills. I also wouldn't have a problem with them saying, you know what, this isn't good enough. Let's shake things up, hold people accountable, and let people in the locker room know that our culture moving forward is we need you to perform. You can't tell me that the performance is never tied to effort. Like, really, on tape, you always see great effort? That can't be the case.
And I think that is more important I really think that's more important than now continuing this with Davis Mills just to find – because it's we've already – because I think – and everybody in that locker room, we've already found out. We have already found out. The kid was okay last year. He's not this year. He's regressed. He's not the answer. We're going to have to draft the quarterback. But let's try to win.
But once again, this is not just.
Let's prove that we actually care about winning.
This is
here.
This is a total fan and media thing to do is to try to reduce it and boil it down to one thing, and it makes you feel better if you get rid of that one thing. This is not a Davis Mills alone issue.
No,
this is a much,
much bigger.
Large. Davis is just one easy to point to symptom of an issue, and that can't be changed. Not really. Like, you're not going to really get better until you get a different guy.
So yesterday
on the roster,
Lovey came out and maybe something is going to change, because here's what he talked about in his press conference yesterday.
You know, when you know, as I said, the players come in tomorrow. So have I watched the video a few different times? Yeah. And made some decisions on how we're going to go forward. But you can probably understand if, like all changes and anything that we do from week to week, you kind of talk to the players first before we talk to you. So we're not pleased with where we are. And do we need to do some things differently? Yes, and we will.
Does that mean – okay, so if we're all thinking that Kyle Allen – is going to be the answer. Now, can he give them a little spark? He has some more experience. Maybe he'll make some throws that Davis Mills didn't make.
I don't know how
he's going to help Kenyon Green.
What's worse? Yeah. And that's the problem is Kenyon Green, I think, has a chance to be a really good player. He's got to continue to tighten up technique. That doesn't happen. And frankly, it's hard to happen. If your issues are muscle memory, it has to happen in the offseason.
Yeah.
So it's that no matter who your quarterback is, you're going to keep having these same issues.
Right. So is Kyle Allen the answer?
Or no. Maybe you sit Kenyon Green down.
But again, I think that you send a message to your team that says it's not okay. And, oh, by the way, we had a plan. Okay, that plan, we're changing because we are not going to sit here and be a loser organization like we have been. We're at least going to try. And because if you keep on running Davis Mills out there and having the kind of games that he has had, you're just saying it's okay to lose. And I think it's more important for the young guys to find out, no. Even Davis Mills, who were, you know what, he was the third round. That's the draft choice of the general manager here, his first ever pick. So they want to see him. No. It's not good enough. You know, even if it is Nick Caserio's experiment, his little lab experiment, that's got to stop. It's got to stop. And I don't think Kyle Allen is going to make any difference. Kyle Allen can't catch it and block and run and do all the things that this team needs. He can't. He can't play defense. He can't do all the things that this team needs. And by the way, Kyle Allen is Davis Mills 2.0.
I haven't heard Stephen A. Smith. I want to hear what his angle was on this.
After the two, here's Stephen A. Smith.
I know what his angle, I'm going to predict his angle, because Stephen A. Smith is a guy who's been in a position of being a writer when he was in Philadelphia. He covered teams. I don't think he has a problem with asking tougher questions. My guess is that he is on the side of Brian T. Smith on this one.
You would be wrong. Here is Stephen A. Smith talking about the Lovey Smith incident. Here's Stephen A. about – there's three Smiths here, Brian T., Lovey, and Stephen A. And here's Stephen A.
I thought the reporter could have handled it better. You know, you're there to ask questions and to get answers as opposed to confronting a coach or what have you. Now, sometimes coaches deserve to be confronted. And what I mean by that is if you're asking questions and that's what you're doing and you're giving a coach an opportunity to answer those questions, that's fine. But when you come at him like, you know, like your answers are unacceptable, well, who are you to say that? Well, you give us these answers every week. Well, that's what he chooses to do. You know, now granted, they're 1-8-1. They're not the most impressive team in the world. You had an abundance of people who didn't believe that Lovie Smith deserved the job. And he's probably one of those people, which is his right to feel as a reporter. But you're there to ask the question and to receive an answer, as opposed to engaging in a confrontation with the coach. And a lot of times I see stuff like that and I ask myself, okay, and I don't know the answer to this question. Did you do that to Bill O'Brien when he was there?
Yes.
Did you do that to other coaches when they were there?
All right, would you have God done that to dang another? It. I can't believe Stephen O. I feel like he's going to black coach thing. That he's, because I've seen Stephen A. That did you do that to Bill O'Brien? That is a classic. Okay, what about the white coach, Bill O'Brien? Yeah, he did. He hated Brian T. Smith.
Right.
He hated.
Right.
Bill O'Brien hated Brian T. Smith because Brian T. Smith did do that. I give Brian T. Smith credit for that. And Stephen A. did tell you, you know, if a coach won't give you the answer. Stephen, they're literally 1-8. They're 1-8, and Lovey just said, I chose not to. Like, we just need to put a better product on the field. That's the embodiment of an elusive answer.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I can't believe Stephen A. was that.
Yeah.
I really, honestly, I thought he was going to say, hey, you know, Lovey wasn't answering. Lovey said, we just need to put a better product on the field. That's the embodiment of coach speak where nothing has changed.
No, and
I really did think Stephen A. would go back to his, I didn't think he'd try to play that safe and down the middle. I thought he would try to say, hey, yeah, you know, a coach is giving you the same old standard answers, well, and
like,
you press
like this wouldn't happen in
he
New
just
York.
Said pre- exactly yeah. or Philadelphia
oh, yeah
he just said if the coach doesn't give you the answers, you know, and then he said, well, you're just there to answer questions and just receive answers.
Okay
keep that same energy when you're on your show then,
yeah,
as
right,
well
right
I mean
and talking
God.
About another talking about how bad a coach is or
yeah,
a player
exactly.
is exactly 732 oh, wait did you see the whatchamacallit? It's on FS1. The two that argue back and forth.
Steven and Shan. Was it about Baker Mayfield?
Yes. yes.
Is this all real, do you think?
I don't know. But
I think Skip is so good at trolling. I mean, he is literally the OG troll.
This looked real.
Yeah.
We got to play it.
Yeah. Now, Skip is the OG troll. We'll talk. We're past.
We'll do it on the other side. Actually, we got to play it. And if you haven't heard Skip and Shannon going at it, holy crap. It was.
Can you imagine getting this heated about Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
God almighty. Is this about Baker Mayfield?
And you know what this is about? GiveMeTheVIN.com. This is about selling your car. This is about how much money you can get for your car. Frankie's in town right now, and I thank the Lord every time I think about Frankie's car and how much money I got for it, because it's unbelievable how much money John Clay Wolf gave me for that piece of crap. It was bad. I mean, Frankie's car, he said the most dings that they ever had on a car, you know, this, we need to do this, need to do this, was like 6. Frankie had 48. So she broke the record by it was a multiple that you'd never see again. And yet John Clay Wolf gave us the most that we would get for that car. Look, you're going to get that same kind of deal. You're going to get there. He's going to look at your car, and he's going to give you more than anybody else will. Period, exclamation point. Find out for yourself. You're looking for a great way to sell your car. Just go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Hey, so I'm looking at Liquid Death right now. I went to the website liquiddeath.com/bench, and I hit shop. And so when you go there, it says merch water. And you can actually look at the water. And Straight Mountain Water from the Alps is in the white can with Liquid Death font, and they've got the skull, the sideways skull. They've got the straight sparkling water from the Alps, and they've got lime, bury it alive, and mango chainsaw. Are the flavored sparkling water with real agave nectar. It's gold, it's green, and there's a silver can. And, yeah, they're meant to look intimidating. They're meant to look like big cans of beer. 16-ounce, I think it's 16-ounce, tall boys. And you'll see them a lot of times at concert venues. I've purchased them when I've been the designated driver. And this is a great way to hydrate, but do it with a little fun and a little edge and attitude. It's Liquid Death, the very name lets you in on the joke that you're drinking water and the name of it is Liquid Death. And it's the type of company I think you'll have a lot of fun with when you go to the website, liquiddeath.com/bench, and you can get some merchandise. Some merchandise looks really good. How about just having a hat that says Liquid Death? I mean, that's pretty strong. A store locator is in there to find the store nearest you, but you can always find Liquid Death at your local Target, 7-Eleven, and Kroger. It's liquiddeath.com for all of your hydration, liquiddeath.com/bench.
Welcome Back to the Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I like Jody Watley, but I'm here for Howard Hewitt. The dulcet tones of a Howard Hewitt as well. So this is Shalimar right here. This is some old 80s R&B. Jody Watley was fun. She was fun. Go ahead.
University of Houston takes on Tulsa this weekend. We celebrate senior night.
Nice.
All right, at 7:45 exactly. 713-780-3776. We got a pair of tickets to the University of Houston game on Saturday, November 26th at 6:30. You can also purchase the family four-pack, four tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four regular sodas for just $96. Go to uhcougars.com/promo and enter promo code Tulsa4Pack. Or call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. Call number 4 at 713-780-3776. 7:45 exactly. Going to win a pair of tickets. Let's get Gilbert in here, and then we'll play that Skip and Shannon deal. What's up, Gilbert?
No, I'm about doing my happy Thanksgiving anyway.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gilbert. You don't sound happy. It's supposed to be happy Thanksgiving. Like, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving anyway, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It is.
No, more, yeah, well, no where is the Christmas party going to be at? What a Christmas party.
Well, we're going to find out.
What day is it?
We'll let you know. As soon as we have all the details, Gilbert, we're going to let you know.
December 23rd is the date. It's the
December
Friday.
December what?
December 23rd.
December 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Friday. Yeah, anyway.
It's a Friday?
Yeah. Anyway.
December 23rd,
and it's a Friday. Yes,
yes,
confirmed.
Both of those.
What else is going on, Gilbert?
Yeah, I want Jeff Array to be
Would
there.
You do remember? We didn't. What?
Yeah, no, we've got that. John said he is working on it.
You do? Wait a minute. Tell me about this Jennifer Reyna thing. You want her at the party?
Yeah, you say hi to her. You get somebody say hi. This has been a frustrating year for me anyway.
Why? What's been so
rehab,
frustrating?
Then I got a hospital rehab.
Hospital rehab.
You had
a tough year. You go all the way back to last when he was
rehab. What? Are you rehab from drugs or what?
No, he's what? Physical rehab.
Oh.
He's going through issues. Remember, he was in the hospital.
That? Yeah, I saw him at the
hospital. Yeah, he's had issues. I know. That's why it's his rehab's from.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. You don't do drugs, right, Gilbert?
No, I don't do drugs. No.
Did you ever do drugs?
No. Never.
Never?
Never?
Nope.
Did you ever drink beer?
Never. No.
No? You didn't drink beer?
No.
You never ever had a beer?
He has one vice, and that's Jennifer Reyna.
One sip.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Changing the story here. You had one sip?
Yeah, that's about it anyway.
When did you have that?
When I was a little kid.
Yeah? When you were little.
Yeah, that's when John started, too.
Yeah, me too. I started really young. I continued, though. Apparently, you have a lot more self-control than I do. So,
yeah.
Anyway. Apparently you want Jennifer Reyna at this thing because this is the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, I went there last year. You know, I wanted to be special this year, you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Please, you better be careful because he's going to stay on.
You got to explain Jennifer. I've been through living hell the last year anyway, you know.
He's been through living hell, which I believe you. Yeah. I know it was tough. You were in a hospital.
Yeah.
You've been through living hell. I imagine. So
what else?
He said, "Let her know that and see if that's enough to get."
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that that's. Why not? Have you called up there to Channel 11 to find out if she can come?
No.
Don't do that.
If
you do that, there will be 0% chance.
Yeah,
she
Channel
comes.
11. Aren't you banned from calling Channel 11 because of Janet Chamblin?
No, I can't get a hold of Channel 11 at all. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a
you can't go.
You know what's crazy? Do you remember on Gilbert's birthday when Janet Chamblin, we somehow got him to call?
Yeah.
She called in to wish Gilbert happy birthday with a restraining order.
With a restraining order.
We didn't know that at the time.
No, that was wild.
Yeah,
yeah. Janet Chamblin, remember when she called for your birthday?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I never forget about that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Never forget about that anyway either. Yeah. So all right. So this is the first I'm hearing about this Jennifer Reyna thing. We'll work on that.
John's going to keep working on it for you. Just keep checking back in with John directly.
No. Here's the deal. I'll keep working on it, but you don't have to call every day to ask about it, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh. All right,
happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
I'm not.
tried.
I'm not.
I tried my best to work him today. He was focused. He was so laser focused on Jennifer Reyna.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to work a little magic and I couldn't. So Skip and Shannon, let's get this thing. They're talking about Baker Mayfield now. Apparently, Skip is a big Baker Mayfield enthusiast.
At least his character on TV is.
Yeah, right.
This, you have to always say this because he can get under your skin. This is why Skip's the king. He can make you believe he cares about Baker Mayfield. Like, if Colin Coward says it, Colin is saying things that he believes in. Yeah. He's not being an intentional troll. So you could get upset about something he says if you think he's way off. With Skip, there's always a chance that it's a complete and total con. And there's a really good chance because he figured out that's how he makes money. And Stephen A. just figured out, I need to be so over the top. Like Stephen A. will tell you, I learned everything from Skip. And now he's got an empire.
Yep.
And Skip's, don't kid yourself, Skip's got an empire too.
So, yeah, he makes $5 a year. And I think even more now.
Oh, Tunisia misses.
So here, I mean, listen to this. I mean, Shannon is pissed. Listen to this exchange.
The tape says he's dead last in QBR. 17.8.
We're talking about yesterday. How did he look yesterday? No.
Let me, I got the floor. Because all you do is bring up those 11 games. All you do is go back to talk about when he was a rookie and won 7 games. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about because I got the floor. Baker Mayfield is dead last in 2022 in QBR.
Blah, blah,
he's
blah.
Dead last.
Blah, 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 blah.
He's 57.8. He's 33rd in completion percentage. You going to let me talk? Because that's what you do.
If you stay on point on question.
You never stay on point.
Okay. I'm about to stay on point.
You're not going to get on point until I'm done talking.
Okay, all right.
That's right.
Spew all your hate.
I'm going to spew it
your
all.
Your Baker hate. Spew it.
17.8. Because all you talk about, you're uncertain about Justin Herbert. But you get on the floor for this clown. He's a bum. He's trash. And you know it. And every time you bring him up, I'm going to let the world know exactly what he is.
Oh, you have four Twitter followers.
Don't worry about it. Hold on.
Okay.
You talk about Twitter, and we come out here and discuss topics that you tweeted. Okay. So don't give me about that Twitter stuff.
Well, this is
you can talk about my followers all you want. Yeah. But I got the dead to right. And you see how he do America? He talk about my Twitter followers. Mm. That's what I know. Okay. I got it. And I'm going to continue to go.
All right.
He's 187.
Tell me when it's my turn.
It's not your turn.
Okay.
He's still football focused, got it graded.
Blah, blah,
37%.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, go ahead.
Blah, blah, blah. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you. Whew, finally. All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
No, we're going to do this.
I didn't do it for the first 8 minutes you talked.
The
first 8 minutes you talked. I'm going to stay on contact.
No, you're not.
I'm going to keep it on the game.
I'm going to interrupt you like you did me. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's go to the next topic.
Okay, then. Let's go.
All right.
Because you ain't going to do it. You will let me talk like I let you talk.
I let you talk for 8 freaking minutes.
All you do is go back to talk about 2016.
That's enough.
That's real.
That's real.
That's real.
Shannon was
because he brought up personal stuff. Oh, you're doing this for Twitter. Your Twitter followers. You see how he does this, America? And Shannon knows you don't want to be on the wrong side of Skip.
Well, here's the deal.
Professionally, but you could tell Shannon's pissed. And
listen,
and then Skip was doing blah, blah, blah. See, I'm not. No, Skip is not going to con me into discussing him at length.
By the way, Shannon has 1.7 million followers. Mm-hmm. Let me see Skip. So, by the way, do you think that this is accidental? And Skip has 3.2. He's got a lot of followers, 1.5 million more. But this is their biggest audience ever with this World Cup around them. You know, they came in right after a World Cup game, and this that exchange was right after and right before another.
So you
World
think
Cup
that's
game.
All fake?
I do believe that they said we got to do something big.
Here's what I think. Skip Bayless was so intentionally disrespectful when he's going blah 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 when Shannon's trying to talk. Mm-hmm. But they do some of that stuff anyway. They do some of that. Are you going to let me? But I thought he got a little bit personal with some of the stuff, like, and the way Shannon was talking about it, where Skip's like, okay, we'll just go to a different topic because that's not something that would have been in a script where you don't have Skip Bayless get to say what he wants to say about the topic. Like, it sounded like it may have gone in one direction, but I think it may have started like, hey, let's really get into it here. But then once they got into it, I think Shannon went off script is what I think happened.
Well,
I think Shannon got pissed off and went off script.
Yeah.
Because Skip was not letting him make his points. Because for him to yell a guy's trash and a bum, a guy who's playing in the league, that's considered a little bit out of bounds for former players. I understand Baker's the one guy that...
Well, not for Shannon. He's a Hall of Famer, and he says... You know, he feels like he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you see... Oh, speaking of... Oh, we got to take a break. But Peter Burns and Ben Watson? Did you see that thing?
Yeah, I don't think that was real, by the way.
I don't know.
Do you see the picture of Peter Burns with Friendship and there? I don't think that was real, but... Well, I did think that when I first saw it, because they weren't back from a... I couldn't tell if it was a work, because that's how Peter's the kind of guy that will do some works like that. Will say, hey, let's do this. I said that, you know, I made the comment, let's go off studio, let's go off camera, and then you come back and I don't come back. I think it was a chance it was a work.
Maybe.
But I wasn't sure, and I was nervous for Peter.
Well, people don't know what we're talking about. We'll explain it on the other side. Right now, though, you explain John Daspit.
So what John Daspit is and who is he is a guy from Sci Falls High School. I know he's good friends with Selvin Young. He does a lot of things with Selvin in the community as well. And was at the World Series game. Just had a baby. Congratulations, his first baby. Shout out to John. Been a long-time listener. Does not miss the show, even when he has cases, which is all the time. He's been a big supporter of Glenn Davis with Soccer Matters. He is the guy who took care of our donation to the Roger Clemens Foundation, and that's why you're hearing Roger Clemens after every playoff game. That's John Daspit making that happen. And you know why? I'll tell you why. Because he's successful at what he does. 70 lawyers in 10 different cities in the state of Texas. And those lawyers are fighting hard for you on personal injury front. If you've got insurance, you know, every insurance agency is going to have lawyers fighting for them so that you don't get paid what you deserve. But with John Daspit, he's that guy fighting against them. Just got a settlement raised from a $5 million offer to $7 million for a client just last week. He's handled huge refinery blast deals for multiple claimants. And he is going to work for you in any personal injury. John Daspit at the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com or call 713-322-HURT.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 752, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to have Glenn Davis joining us at the top of the hour here to talk about that game yesterday. Been talking about a lot of stuff, so a lot of media stuff today. Brian T. Smith, Shannon and Skip, and Peter Burns and Ben Watson. Here is... in exchange, and Ben Watson, somebody retweeted this and said, Ben Watson, don't play about, he's a very religious guy, and he don't want you talking about his wife. Well, Ben Watson is talking, and it's Peter Burns who chimes in and said, that's not what she told me. Here is that exchange that was going on Fox Sports.
45-20. By the way, did you not get the memo on the suits? We all went dark today. You're like Easter service.
Y'all kind of leave me out. As long as I get the text from my wife that says I look good.
Oh, really?
So send me the text, babe. Send me the text.
That's not the one she sent me.
Welcome back to the Farm Rich Halftime Report. Just you and I here, Taki. I'm not sure what happened to Peter Burns, or did you have him keep your wife's name out of his mouth?
Huh?
we'll see how Peter Burns is with that smart mouth in the second half, but Gators do not get much going in the first half.
I think it's a work, because they wouldn't have acknowledged anything.
So then Peter Burns sent out a selfie with Ben Watson, and it said friendship.
And he's smiling, and Ben's over him scowling, and it said friendship. I think I just texted Peter and asked him if that was a work, so I'll see what he says, but... I don't think they would have come back and acknowledged that. Did Peter keep your wife's name? Like, I don't think they would have said that if it was. Because what would have happened is they would have been arguing, and Ben would have had to be restrained off the set, and they would not have wanted to address it. And but when you look at it, I mean, if it was, Takeo Spikes did a great job of acting on
those
site.
Two guys on the set. I think it was hard.
I'm telling you what now, if it was, but I think it was, or Peter wouldn't have taken that picture. And,
or maybe they worked it out afterwards and they said.
Possibly, yeah. But Ben wouldn't. I don't think Ben would have. I'm not taking a picture for your social media. No. Mm. You made that comment on live TV. I'm not going to do any. I'm not playing your social media games. Or your Twitter games.
All right. I'm calmed down now. Well, all right. Yeah, we're boys.
Well, no, he could calm down boys. And say we're boys, yeah. But what he wouldn't have done, I don't think is. But maybe so. Maybe. I'll find out. Yeah. I went back and forth. I wasn't sure on this one. I literally flipped and changed looking at it. I'm like, no. Nah. And I'm like, well, that feels real when they're coming back from a thing. But he wasn't saying, like, Peter didn't go over the top and say anything. It's just literally, that's not what your wife texted me. It's not even an inference that he was doing anything with Ben Watson's wife or anything like that. But it's, you know, and then in the Twitter comments, that man doesn't even know that man's wife. And like, you don't know that.
No.
What are you talking about? They work on SEC Network. Trust me, these guys all take vacations together. I know this for a fact. They all hang out together. So actually, you don't know if they're boys.
Right.
My guess is they are boys. I don't know that I would have just brought the wife in at all. So that's me.
Before we get to Glenn Davis, did you see this? The Belgian team has to take the word love off of their jerseys. FIFA says that it just says love on their jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
This is offensive to Qatar, apparently, or Qatar. Or
you're not supposed to, yeah.
I mean, I'm hearing different that we're, it's not Qatar, but it actually
I've
is Qatar.
I've looked it up. It's more like, it's not a C, it's Qatar. More like a G.
Qatar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Qatar. The pronunciation's on the first, and then Gil said, "No, I was in the region. That's not how it's pronounced." I went through multiple websites on the pronunciation previously, and I did it again yesterday.
I'm saying Qatar. I don't remember.
And
a lot of people are
it's
still
not
saying,
Qatar.
Well, they're saying Qatari, you know, and you know, whatever. Anyway, FIFA has gone. Did you see what Infantino said? He said he'd like to have a World Cup in North Korea to unite the world.
Oh, what a uniting factor this has been. Let's take people who most, do not believe in human rights, in human rights and let's continue to give them events.
Some of the worst atrocities.
Let's give them events.
Known to man, and let's bring the World Cup there to unite the world.
Out. Absolutely.
As if this isn't bad enough, let's compound this one. Let's just keep going. Let's lean into this as hard as we can. Talk about leadership that has just missed over and over and over again. There's nothing, and they just keep printing money. The FIFA is just a money machine, and they have the worst. I mean, their next president is probably going to be Mark Emmert. I mean, talk about just stupid stuff.
Mark Emmert.
I mean, holy crap.
We're excited to announce our new director of World Cup relations, Mark Emmert. He comes over from the failed NCAA.
I mean, it can't get any worse. Glenn Davis on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk a little Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy, the one company who, to me, is doing such a great job of taking the fantasy experience, expanding on it, and then giving it to you in a platform that's amazing to use. And I use Underdog Fantasy on I use it online at underdogfantasy.com, but I also use Underdog with the app. The app is extremely clean. It's extremely easy to navigate, super easy. And you know what? It's just a fun way to play daily fantasy. You can do it for your Thursday night games, your Monday night games. You can do it for a whole weekend of action. You can do daily basketball or hockey. I've done that as well and actually won money with that. You can put together head-to-head matchups. You can do private leagues, or you can get involved with a pick 'em, and that's going higher or lower for statistics that they set up for a variety of players. So there's players in just about every, you know, sport where you've got higher or lower on the statistics. And if you predict anywhere between two, you can do two, three, four, or five higher or lowers. They pay off multipliers. So if you pick five of them correctly, which I have done before, it goes 20 to 1. I took just $7 and made 140 on $7 because it paid 20 to 1 because I won all five of them. You can do the same thing as well. Make sure you go to Underdog Fantasy. Your first deposit needs to have promo code Lance, so they will match up to $100 of your first deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance for a match of up to $100 on your first deposit. Make sure that you are 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.